Now, U.S. President Donald Trump has left the door open to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord after talks with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in Paris. In a joint presser with the French leader, Trump said he could change his mind on the matter just 6 weeks after pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 pact. He, however, noted that his final decision was yet to be made, saying, quote, "We'll see what happens." And Macron, for his part, said that he respects Trump's decision, but guaranteed his country's commitment to the deal. Two leaders tried to push past their major differences even further by highlighting their joint history and addressing various areas of cooperation, such as trade and counterterrorism. And now joining us is Mrs. Jody Grigg, Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State, joining us out of New Jersey. Hello, ma'am. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Now, I mean, is this not something out of a, I don't know, morbid comedy? Everyone tells you not to do something. You don't listen. You do it anyway. Everyone ends up hating you for doing it. And now you want to redo? I mean, is this world politics, or is this like some kind of seventh grade, I don't know, social studies experiment?
Well, yes, it does make one wonder. It's a pleasure to talk to you from Newark, New Jersey, where the Green Party of the United States is holding its annual national convention. In thinking about Trump's actions, you know, what comes to mind first is that the man is largely clueless. But he's not totally clueless. So he has been alienating massive quantities of people, the poor, minorities, the elderly, the sick, you know, people who rely on clean air and clean water. He has also had some misguided support for things like coal mining, when the coal miners themselves will tell you that they know the coal industry is on its way out. He's up against a lot of senators who have to think about their odds of being reelected as Republicans. He also has to, perhaps, though it's hard to imagine, but he may even be thinking about the tremendous problems his administration is having filling vast quantities of federal posts because no one wants to be hired by his administration. In addition to this, the climate is becoming an increasingly big deal, whether or not Trump wants to admit it. We had a day in Seattle, Washington, about 2.5 or 3 weeks ago, when we broke the old temperature record by 8 degrees. Temperature records usually get broken by 1 or 2 degrees. This was 8 degrees. The previous record was 88 degrees high, and it went up to 96. Now, even if you're trying not to notice, between the forest fires and the floods and the droughts and the temperatures, people do understand that the climate is changing. And I think that what Trump's actions show us is that we just have to keep being realistic, noisy, determined, and banding together to do what the vast majority of people in the United States know what must be done. So Trump, it may take him a while to listen. There may be various reasons that he doesn't want to hear it, but that things finally get through to him. And I think we just have to up the ante for some of these, as you say, pretty ridiculous kind of middle school actions that he does.
And it must really be frustrating, ma'am, for you and people of your ilk, environmentalists right now in the country, you know, living and, you know, trying to get things done under this particular regime and this administration that's in Washington right now.
Well, we call it the Left Coast now, Washington, Oregon, and California. Many people on an individual basis, as well as officials, elected officials, appointed officials, city councils, mayors, governors, are publicly and widely stating that no matter what the federal administration does, we are going to, on an individual and governmental and organizational level, do what we know needs to be done. So I think that there's a lot more of us than there are of them. We seem to have a lot more sense at the moment, and we're pretty determined to keep doing what needs to be done. And the Green Party is delighted to be part of this effort. And it's a good time for us because the Republicans and even the Democrats, who in most cases aren't doing what they need to be doing as the loyal opposition are falling down on the job. We are on the move, and we won't stop.
I'm pretty sure you have the rest of the world behind you, too. Good luck, ma'am, with your movement. That's Ms. Jody Grigg joining us out of New Jersey, Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State.